All right, I was using my teacher voice again, but the room's cleared out, so. I was very thrilled to get a call at 6:20 p.m. on January the 16th from Secretary DeVos telling us that our plan was approved, and we are moving forward now with implementation. And now, after the, what was it I told you all we had in a giraffe? Is that the 18-month baby?
Elephant.
No, I think that I think it's the elephant's too many months.
Okay.
We just had 18 months of
just
the giraffe.
Just a draft.
So now we're going to be on to the implementation period, which is much shorter because our school systems have to begin to implement their and develop their local plans starting this coming September. So Mary's here to tell you what are the next steps with our implementation of our ESSA plan. Mary.
Thank you.
Welcome
good,
back.
Good morning. You're welcome. And I do want to echo or just thank Dr. Salmon and thank the State Board for your leadership and support through this process. We are also delighted with the approval. So the next step, which we began before we had approval of the plan, and that was to create an action plan. It's fine to have a plan. A lengthy plan, but we now, and I think that was Dr. Salmon's email to the State Board, now we have to get it done. And so we believe that, and through some recommendations of Chief Councils of School Leaders, CCSSO, that we use some documents putting together an action plan that includes goals and objectives, indicators of progress, data sources, questions, and the whole time frame and activities. We are putting that together, which will delineate through the plan all the items that we have to accomplish. What you have been extremely involved in, of course, has been accountability. So I kind of look back and say, next September-ish, August, September, we have to roll out our school improvement plan. We have to identify those lowest performing schools that we said we were going to identify. So we need to, in order to be able to deliver all of that, working backwards from that and forwards with our plan, what do we need to do? So we have very specific things that we have to accomplish, and that's how we are going about that. We have committees that have been meeting that will continue to meet. We have an ESSA external stakeholder committee that is scheduled through this entire year. They ask in particular, given so much focus on accountability, not to lose that focus, but also to focus on other areas of the plan, which we started at our last meeting, and we'll be focusing on that and receiving their feedback. We also have an ESSA internal committee that is meeting regularly, and they are the ones that are the worker bees and responsible. But we will continue that outreach. That has been a strength of our plan, and we'll continue to receive that output. Along with accountability, we have a whole list of those items that we must accomplish and will be through the future meetings with the State Board, with Dr. Salmon's guidance, starting in February, March, April, bring those different items that are things that you will be reviewing for the plan. So I think that the other thing I wanted to mention is what Dr. Salmon mentioned, and that is now the LEAs have to do a consolidated plan, which has to be, couldn't be before our plan was approved. But we also are very committed that it's aligned to any other requests that we make, so that we do not have expectations of the LEAs for the ESSA and then a different expectation for master plan or different expectations. That plan will get richer as they are able to look at their data that they get from the accountability system that you approved, and then what is the data, what are the strengths of the data and their performance, and what are they going to do to improve that. So that's basically where we are. We've received a lot of folks that are, wow, you know, look what we accomplished along with other states, but I do believe it's really the beginning of our work to implement what it is that we committed to. I'm happy to answer any questions, and I also know that you wanted to talk about participation. Specifically, I think questions about Bridge, I'm also prepared to address that clarify. Now that I know the question a little better, I think I can give you.
So I would like to go ahead and not disjoint that, if it's okay with President Smerek. But first, I would also like to let the board know that we intend to bring you a flow chart or a timeline of where we're going next. You'll get that at the next board meeting. So you can see those specific components that Mary just spoke about, so you know when to expect discussions on those issues. So that will be coming to you in February.
Great.
And the other thing is we had anticipated a different question. So you got an answer in your packet that was a little different when we got that clarified. So, Mary, if you could state the question and then the answer, then we'll make sure everybody's clear on that.
And just a reminder to the people around the board, I think it was at the work session last month where we had this discussion about participation and can you do bridge or do you have to do the testing?
And
that's how I remember the genesis of this.
Yes, thank you. And I wasn't there, so I was trying to piece together. So it's my lack of understanding. I own that. So the question that Andy gave us yesterday, based on ESSA, do districts get credit for participation if students do the bridge as opposed to taking the PARC assessments? In other words, are you just sitting for the test or do you have to pass the test? My first response to that is we have to separate accountability and graduation requirements. So let's talk about accountability just for a second. Students must be assessed every grade 3 to 8 and once in high school. The participation that we record is related to that accountability. The student must sit for the test. The student does not, in that category, does not have to pass the test. Couple of things. One of the things that you're measuring in accountability and reporting on in our report card are the number of students who are getting a 4 and 5. You're reporting on that. If the student, and you have passing scores that are for the student in the graduation, so let's keep that aside. But for accountability, the first time the student takes the assessment, it counts towards participation. If the student for graduation has to retake it, we do not count participation again. So let's go to the bridge plan. The bridge plan that has been part of, if the student takes the accountability, the assessment and does not pass it, they can get started preparing for the bridge plan. But notice they had to take the assessment first. So your question about participation is, check, the student got credit for participation, the school got credit for participation, because you can't start the bridge plan unless you've taken the assessment. So your question of, will the bridge plan impact participation? The answer is no, because they have to take the assessment first. And in fact, I believe they have to fail it a second time before you start getting into counting the bridge plan. But the important part is they have to take the assessment. That counts for participation. We don't do it if they take it repeatedly. So as we look from an accountability perspective, that's basically the response.
Thank you. The only question I have about the moving forward with the plan is, the couple things on my mind are, and you'll just have to tell us how you're going to choreograph which pieces we do when, is we have to get this answer to, now that we have a 5-star system, like, when do we decide what 5 stars amounts to? What does, what means 4 stars? And then if we're going to do the arrow thing. So do we begin that February, March discussion, or is that further down the line?
Yeah, I think that there are certain things we have to weigh, and we have to do some internal discussions. But the question is, we need to look at data and look at analyze that data and bring you data with recommendations. I mean, that's a straight percentage. But that discussion, I believe, can start early on. We have to look at there are a large number of decisions, and so we're going to parse them. We're going to watch the timeline of which we need to bring those forward to you so we can get those decisions and implement those and get those decisions and implement. Because the data is all going to come in a crash kind of at the end in the summer. We have to have everything set up in order to be doing that. So the answer is yes. Which one will come February? Which one will come March? The other thing we have to do with some other areas, we have to do standard setting, because that's not going to be the straight percentile. And so we have to get those committees together to begin that process. And we'll bring that to you.
Last part of this is we have to, at the end of this school year, start to implement this new accountability, the rating system, right? That's at the end of the 17-18 school year?
It is based on the 17-18 data to be implemented with the 18-19 school year.
Right. So, as of this summer, that's when we'll start to roll out whether or not schools are getting 3 stars, 4 stars, and that will then reflect into the 18-19 school year.
The answer is that's correct. It's a timing issue because in order to roll out the stars, we have to have all the data. Mm-hmm. We also have a commitment from US Ed that we will identify schools, quote, in our language and our plan at the beginning. So that's going to be a real question and something we will be working on to take a look at when all that data is collected, verified by the LEAs, but we can't roll it out until all the pieces are there.
Which is why I want to have a timeline so that you can clearly see what those expectations are. Because it's very confusing when you're talking about, you know, data for this school year and implementation for next school year. So let's get that so we can really take a look at it and dig into it, see what comes next.
Dr. Finn. Just left me slightly confused. On the current school year, 17-18, will schools get star ratings for the current school year?
They will get the rating based on this, but it will not come out until the beginning of next school year because it's all based on this data. We don't get park data scores until June, July. So it will be based on the data. Mm-hmm. You will get it next year.
Okay. The other thing I was going to say is there are a couple of other pieces just within accountability that we left that essentially things needing to be created.
That's correct. Yeah.
Like the survey stuff.
And that's not going to be done the first year. We're going to really have a heavy lift in getting that done. So.
And the inclusion of the gifted subgroup.
That's right.
It's another one. It's on my list.
As soon as we get it done.
So this kind of thing is all going to be in your timeline.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else want to move us along? Okay. Thank you.